Welcome back to the Portal Bonanza podcast, brought to you by Hoop Scoop Media. We are back. We've been gone for a few days because of basketball, and we have a Final Four set. That is, Trayvon Spillers has dropped his Final Four schools. That's the biggest Final Four we've gotten the past few days, for sure. But yeah, on I've been preparing that line for a few days, so I had to say it. But on a good note, the games were good this weekend. I think we got some pretty good Sweet 16 Elite Eight games. Obviously a few that were not great games. UConn is just so good. But yeah, are you ready to get back into the portal after having some real basketball to watch for a few days?
For sure. Lot better games this time around.
Yes. The higher seeds kept winning, but that really gave us some good Elite Eight Sweet 16 games. Not
it did.
Not a ton of blowouts there, so besides UConn, but
it was
really
like that
excited.
last year too.
Yes. Really excited for a potential UConn-Purdue matchup. That'd be fun
That
if it
would be
happens.
awesome.
But yeah, we have a lot of portal stuff to talk about, so let's get right into it. But first, make sure to follow our social media accounts at Hoopscoop Media on Instagram and Twitter. Follows, shares, likes, all that stuff would be very appreciated. We also have a YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, like, and comment. That would be much appreciated and really helps us out a lot. If you're listening to this in the podcast platforms, just know that we have YouTube available if you want to see us, and 5-star reviews would be much appreciated on those platforms as well. We are the only transfer portal podcast, so if you want us to keep going, some support would be greatly encouraged. But yeah, we'll talk about some transfers. We have a lot of commitments. Like a lot of commitments. A lot. We'll start with the most obvious one of the whole portal. That is Tucker DeVries. He is following his dad, Darian DeVries, to West Virginia. We kind of touched on this last time we talked about DeVries entering the portal, as it's been a done deal the whole time. There was never any question that he might even look to go elsewhere. But I'm just gonna ask, do you think he's an all-conference player in the Big 12?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First team?
Second or third team.
Okay. I can get with that. But yeah, we talked about it in last episode. Super skilled, super versatile. Will really translate well. Yeah, I think he's a for sure all-conference player. You were a little bit lower than I was on him, but he's really good.
I just got to see the roster around him, you know.
Yes. We'll see when that forms, but should be some good stuff happening in Morgantown this offseason. But yeah, Lynn Kidd, Virginia Tech big man, did not waste his time in a portal. He is off to Miami. Does this mean Omir is gone to the pro ranks? We'll see. Maybe they could play together, but on the topic of Kidd himself, he had a breakthrough year at Virginia Tech. Really a fish from inside. Yeah, and
yeah,
I think
I've loved Lynn Kidd for like 2+ years now. It's great to see.
Yes.
Like, he had more usage this year.
Yeah. This is
I actually think there might be someone else in this list joining him at Miami that's really gonna be a needle mover, but we'll get into that.
Potentially. But yeah, this is Kidd's third ACC school.
That's pretty
that's
cool.
It's fun.
What was
Clemson,
his...
Virginia. He was at Clemson. He didn't really
Oh
play
yeah.
there. I think he might have been there his freshman year, like didn't play at all hardly, but
Okay.
yeah,
Loves the
maybe
ACC.
he doesn't want to get out of it, that's for sure. Florida transfer guard wing Riley Kugel, he is off to Kansas. I like this. I like
yeah,
this.
no, I actually do think he fits Kansas really well. I didn't think so at first, but now hearing like who's going to be sticking around probably, or you know, taking my guesses at that.
Yeah.
I think Furphy's gone.
Yeah, I would assume.
I think DeJuan's going to be back, which actually I think is going to be good
I
for
don't know
Riley.
where else he would go.
You know, he's going to be getting Riley a lot of good looks, hopefully.
Yes.
So I actually do think it works out well. They do need a number one option. So.
Yes, and yeah.
On the
I mean, I
perimeter.
wouldn't really, don't know if I'd call Kugel a number one option,
On the
especially
perimeter. Dickinson will be
if they
back.
bring Dickinson back. But like,
Yeah.
you look at who Florida's guards were last year, like Timberlake, major disappointment. Harris is what he is. I mean, you had guys like Furphy, but he was just like a more of a shooter, and Kugel can be really good. He has so high of a ceiling. I hope he can reach that because I've really liked seeing him play when he's doing good. Josh Cohen, UMass transfer big. He is out to Arkansas. I'm not 100% sure that Muss is actually going to stay at Arkansas. I feel like the
Yeah,
rumors have kind of picked up
they've picked
again
up,
there.
I'm about to say.
But I guess we'll see. But for the moment, this is a very good pickup for Arkansas. Very skilled inside scorer.
Yeah, really, see, I think Keyshawn Hall's gonna go there, but like at the same
We'll see if
time,
Muss
like,
is even there. But yeah,
right, if Muss isn't
rumors
there,
have
then he's not
picked
gonna
up.
be there.
I don't know. We will see. But then, like, I don't know because would Cohen, like, I mean, you think, like, sometimes when these guys know they're gonna leave, they're like almost recruiting him to, like, Muss would be like trying to recruit Cohen to USC. But the fact he's, I don't know what's going on inside the Arkansas program. So I'm
So confusing.
just gonna wait the situation
There's
out.
been smoke for like 4 to 5 months about him leaving, even probably longer, and you just don't know what to believe from their camp.
Yes. But USC seems like the last stop. Like, if he doesn't go to USC, like, I think that's the last available job he'll take,
I
unless
agree.
something crazy opens.
Everything's filling up.
But yes, pretty much everything is full. But yeah, Cohen, very good
With
pickup.
Enfield at SMU now.
Yes, that was made official today, as was a few other coaching moves. Steve Letts to Oklahoma State official, and Ben McCollum to Drake official today. But yeah, Kanye Clary, Penn State transfer. You are very familiar with him. He is off to Mississippi State. Just gonna let you tell the audience
Probably
here.
like the most random school for him to commit to. I'm not gonna lie, like I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't love the
Sometimes,
fit.
sometimes I will say, like, taking players that are like kind of the opposite of your style can work. I mean, Josh Hubbard
It
really
can.
did work for them.
But then at the
This
same
year.
time, you want to have them both next to each other that are
Yeah.
such defensive black holes. Like, I just don't want that. And Clary's gonna be taking a lot of shots. Like, that's just
Yeah,
who
like, I
he
don't know how that
is.
work. I don't know if that means Hubbard's not gonna be back, but I don't know. I
Yeah.
haven't checked the draft
I don't
boards
know how
recently.
that duo's gonna work.
But
I
it's a
have to
good
see it.
pickup.
Of
Like,
course, he's a good
he
player.
was really good when he was playing this year. Nevada, the Wolf
Pre-injury.
Pack, yes. And pre just quitting team. But Cal Poly transfer Kobe Sanders. He is off to Nevada. Nevada loves their big guards. Keaton Blackshear, and then Sanders. Very different players. At least different builds. Sanders more pretty lanky, like 6'9" guard. Blackshear was just a he was just a unit, but Sanders, that's I really like this pickup for
Yeah,
Nevada.
it's really good. I'm so checked out with Nevada basketball right now.
Yeah,
Still am.
yeah,
That
that
I'm never gonna
was
recover from that. Honestly, that like really put a stain on the Mountain West, that loss to like
yeah. If they just would have won that one, I think like people wouldn't have been hating on them. But
Yeah, and they
like,
wouldn't be hating on the Mountain West as much if they
yeah,
wouldn't blow that
that's
20-point lead in like 6 minutes. But
But
anyway,
yeah, Sanders
great
is like
pickup.
he's like a 6'9" guard, not the best shooter, but like he's super ready to compete anywhere athletically.
They just lose a lot next year.
Yes,
Um,
but
so
Steve
that's gonna
Alford can
suck.
bring in talent.
That's for sure.
And I think, yeah. I think they'll be fine in the grand scheme of things. Cam Carter, K-State transfer. He is off to LSU. I'm really not a huge Cam Carter guy. He's
Yeah, I'm
solid
not
in
either.
defense, kind of a black hole in offense.
Maybe he could be decent there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Who
he's shown
knows?
offensive potential. He was really good the first half of this season. And again, he's still a good defensive piece wherever he is. I would just like him to be way more consistent offensively and more efficient,
I
whatever
think it
that
is a
looks
pretty
like.
good fit for him. I think LSU will get the most out of him, so.
Yeah, I think he's from Louisiana, if I recall, or somewhere
Okay.
down there. So not super surprising news there. Louisville, Pat Kelsey took two of his guys so far from Charleston to Louisville. Those are Rain Smith and James Scott. Two players I really don't have any issues with going to this level. I mean, Smith, he's a shooter. He can shoot the ball. That's he can contribute anywhere just because of what he brings there. And in Scott's, he was a freshman big man, was like he shot like 80% from the field or something crazy. Obviously, a lot of those were like dunks and stuff like that, but also really good rim protector.
He'll
Definitely think
translate fine.
it's worth taking.
I just
Yes.
wonder if Pat Kelsey is going to make like a big splash. Yeah, I heard rumors about something today. Or I don't know, someone mentioned it in chat and I thought it was a good idea. But they do need, I think, just a non-Charleston star.
Oh, I mean they're gonna get guys. I mean,
They are.
yeah, Pat Kelsey's not just taking over his whole team. But I mean, if he did, it would be a lot better than what Louisville's been doing. But I think
Sure.
he will be able to get some big names.
Nice.
Tyson Acuff, he is off to Rutgers, Eastern Michigan transfer, put up some big time scoring numbers there, like 21 a game. I know you're kind of iffy on him.
I just don't know if I love him under a bad offensive coach and Steve Peichel.
Yes.
I just don't know how this is gonna go. I kind of want Dylan and Ace to be the primary guys,
As
and
freshmen,
you
though, like they're so good, but
at the same
it's
time,
worth adding for experience. He scored over 20 points a game this year.
I just hope he doesn't start shot chucking and take away from their looks. That's what I kind of
Yeah,
worry about,
I
but
don't know what Rutgers is gonna look like next
I
year.
don't.
Like, I don't know if they're gonna be
There's
good at
some, I
all,
don't know if
but
they're gonna be good either. I think people
it'll be
are
worth a
jumping the
watch.
gun.
It'll be worth a watch.
For sure.
Jake Davis, Mercer freshman, he is committed to Illinois. Honestly, I like this. He's has good size, good shooting, was pretty solid as a freshman. Definitely worth a take for a solid off the bench rotation piece.
Illinois loves their shooting big, so
He's not
it
a
wouldn't
big. He's
surprise
like a
me.
wing, but he has good
Or wing.
size.
Okay, I see.
But he has good size for a position. Didn't watch a ton of Mercer, so I don't
Nah, yeah,
know
I
a
don't know
ton
this game
about
much.
him, but seems like he's someone who you can take to transit up level. I think he's from Indiana, so he's familiar with the area. Jalen Carey, following Mark Byington to Vanderbilt, really solid freshman, big brother of Vernon Carey. Really don't have any complaints with that one. DePaul, they got a few guys. They got NJ Benson, who is a great pickup. CJ Gunn, also I think worth a shot based on just they have so many scholarships to fill. But Benson, he is
We
so
love him,
good.
man.
His analytics are off the chart, really efficient.
They're cooking over there.
He is just such a productive player to I think that pickup's gonna go way under the radar, and I mean it has been, but people are gonna find out. He is such a difference maker. And Kaji Enze, Xavier transfer, he is out to Penn State. Have you looked into him much?
Yeah, I've seen his film. I like him. He's really physical.
Yes.
I think he's gonna probably start. I mean, all of our bigs are gone, so hopefully we bring in somebody else. Oh no, we're
Yeah.
actually bringing in a 4-star big next year. I forget his name, but he's good.
Okay.
Watch some of his film on him. So they're
Okay.
gonna bring in another veteran big, I'm sure. But between those three bigs, actually should be a solid front court rotation.
Yes.
So.
I believe Enze is like relatively new to basketball.
Can kind of tell he's a little
But yeah,
uncoordinated.
he is definitely really physical, really high motor. Those are things that I've heard and seen about him. And then a lot of mid-major commits, just gonna fly through these. Just interrupt if you have anything to say. So Belmont, they got a few guys. They got Brody Peebles from Liberty, Carter Witt from Furman. Two pickups that should be solid
I liked it. I think
mid-major
Peebles is going to be
guards.
really good
I think
there.
those guys both fit the style.
For sure.
Tanner Christensen, Utah Tech big man. He is committed to Hawaii. Don't have any
Good
complaints with
pickup.
that pickup. Joseph Pinion from Arkansas. He is off to Arkansas State. Kind of assumed this one was going to happen. Brian
The
Hodgson is cooking on the recruiting trail,
new Avery
as he
Felts.
has been. Yes. Miguel Tomley, he has committed to Weber State from Idaho State. Staying in conference gives Weber State another really solid point guard option. Another Penn State guy, Demetrius Lilly, he is staying Pennsylvania off to LaSalle.
I didn't even see that. I actually like it.
Yeah, I mean, somewhere where he can contribute, I think. Stephon Walker, forward slash big from Robert Morris. He is off to Old Dominion. Mike Jones
Like
getting
him a lot.
some, yes, Mike Jones getting some pickups there. I only got a few guys. I got Luke Jungers from Omaha, who, if you remember, I hyped up a few episodes ago. He can really shoot it for his size. 3 years left after I believe he medically redshirted this year after playing the first few games. And they also got Christian Winborn from St. Joe's, who could be a solid player in EMAC, I believe.
I like that.
Yes, Ahmad Henderson, he has committed to UIC from Niagara. I believe he was a freshman. I think he scored double digits, so
Yeah, he's a good player. I
yes.
remember hyping him up in Niagara this year.
Very, very solid pickup there. Joe Munden Jr. from Fairleigh Dickinson. He has committed to Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is losing a lot of guys, so
Yeah.
just that they
A
got
bad
someone
team
there.
losing everybody. Cool. Right.
Yes, yes. John Lovelace from Youngstown State. He is staying in the Horizon off to Milwaukee. A second transfer portal pickup for the Panthers of the
Love this pickup,
offseason.
actually. I even posted about it. I think
Yes.
Lovelace has got good upside. I think he's going to really thrive in that offensive system under Bart Lundy. So.
Yes, he is good. Siena big man Giovanni Emajuru, he is off to George Mason. He's a big guy. He's a big guy.
Yeah, you were hyping up this pickup. I like it. I think George Mason needed a real five too. They had like a whole bunch of fours last year. George Mason is going to lose a bit up with Hall and Maddox leaving, but they're going to get Haynes
Is
back.
Maddox leaving?
Does he have another year?
I believe he has at least another year of eligibility.
All right, if he does have another year, I think he could stay. And then they'll have Jalen Haynes back from ETSU this year. He redshirted this year. So.
Yes. And a few D2 guys off the board of Liberty got Talon Peter from Arkansas Tech, and Jacksonville got Simon Wheeler from Asheville. Both, I think both will be pretty good. They're new schools. I don't think we missed anyone.
No.
So we might have though. If we missed anyone, we have a lot of guys. But we have a withdrawal. Xavier Brown. He is going back to James Madison.
Interesting.
That is a
Well, they did get a really good hire. We didn't miss James Madison got
yes, Preston Spradlin.
Spraudlin from
Morehead.
Morehead State.
Yes.
So I love him. I think he's a
Yes.
great hire.
Brown is good though. Wouldn't have
For
minded at
sure.
all if Byington would have took him
For
at
sure.
Vanderbilt. But yeah, we have a few colors to talk about. People are releasing those. So first one, Zeke Mayo down to Kansas, Creighton, Texas, and Oklahoma. Where do you think, Kyle, he should go? And where do you
I
think he will
think he
go?
is
Or
sadly a Kansas Jayhawk.
I would tend to agree with that. As a Creighton fan, I think we're not in the worst position, but it's hard. I think it'd be hard for him to go anywhere but Kansas. Definitely not out of the question, but
Definitely the second choice.
he's from Lawrence. I think he can play off the ball.
Imagine he goes to Texas.
I hope he doesn't go to Texas. Not a big fan of Texas myself, but yeah. App State forward Trevon Spillers, as I alluded to earlier, his final four is UAB, LSU, Wake Forest, and Arkansas. But what do we think here?
This is interesting. I think he's going to LSU. That's my guess. It's my hunch. But I could see Wake as well. I hope he doesn't go to Wake because I don't think he'll be a good fit there.
But it doesn't matter. Steve Forbes just makes every transfer like elite.
I mean, yeah, but at some point he's going to start missing. That's just the human nature
I
of
don't know. I don't know if he can.
Trayvon Spillers is just a really weird fit for me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I see what you mean, but he's really good.
For sure. I don't know. I think what Steve Forbes is going to do is he's going to bring him in and try and play, have him play center, you know, and so he
Yeah.
doesn't need.
He's a little bit not necessarily, but kind of like Norchad Omiri, kind of where he's a little bit undersized, but really good
Okay.
rebounder, really good physicality, can really score from round the rim. So that's kind of where I think I
I think
saw
he wants
someone
to
say
play that
that.
small ball style.
Yes.
So
Which
we'll
I
see.
think is fine. It just I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see if that becomes a problem
I think Wake
against.
just needs to mix up their small ball style. They need to have an actual center as well, you know, to come off the bench and switch
Yeah.
up looks. If you just stick with small ball game, you're gonna get exposed defensively, and
Yeah.
it's something
Yeah.
need that happens.
Yeah. Jordan Sears, UT Martin transfer, he released a top six of Alabama, South Carolina, LSU, West Virginia, Texas Tech, and Arizona State. What are we thinking here?
I'm gonna go with Arizona State. I'm gonna go. I see his tempo really fitting what they like to
Yeah.
do. I just think he is a Bobby Hurley player, unfortunately.
Maybe. I will say,
I think they're a dark horse.
if Mark Sears leaves Alabama this year, I think Jordan Sears would be a good replacement. Kind of has the
Okay.
same kind of not exactly similar players, but I would consider him pretty similar. Both can really shoot the ball. They can control fast-paced offenses. Some similarities can definitely be drawn there.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't really know. West Virginia would kind of be nice too.
Yeah, I could see that as
They just
well.
need guys though. Brandon Huntley Hatfield released a top four, UConn, Pitt, NC State, and he's leaving a return on the table. I kind of want him to go back
Back to
to
Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah.
I like that, honestly. He could obviously be insane at UConn, which I don't want. as a Big East fan
Yeah.
and as a Villanova fan, we don't want Dan Hurley working his magic on him. But I think he'll return. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. Corin Johnson from Washington, he's released the top five of Florida, Oregon, Indiana, UCLA, and Washington.
I have my lean here. I think he's a Florida Gator. I think he fits the style of play so well with what Todd Golden likes to do.
He does, he does.
You know, with his quickness, his shot creating ability. I'm a huge Corner Johnson fan. He could return to Washington, but I really think he wants to be under just an amazing offensive coach and Todd Golden.
That would be nice. Dante Maddox from Toledo, top eight of Louisville, Creighton, Oklahoma, Xavier, TCU, Kansas, Illinois, and Michigan. That's too many schools for me to process.
I'll go
Top eight is a
Illinois.
lot,
I'll just
but
throw my guess out.
maybe. I don't know. I think he'd be a good fit at Creighton, depending on who
Good.
comes
He shoots a
back,
lot of
but
threes. Yeah.
yeah, he can shoot the ball, can get to the rim. Very, very good combo guard. So yeah. That was a lot of news. And now we have 30 transfers to talk about. We have a lot, but
Yeah.
let's see. So do we want to start with some quick honorable mentions?
Sure. I'll just list off all of mine. I got Gerald Drumgoole Jr. just missed for me. I got Jamari Thomas, Zion Harmon, Zaire Williamson from Buffalo. I got Joseph Yusufu from Washington State. I got Zach Montgomery from Rhode Island. I got Abubakar Traore from Long Beach. I got Darius Miles from UT Arlington. I got Jaden Jones from Long Beach. I got Hyzer Miller from Temple. I got Nika Meschivero. I can't pronounce this. Louisiana Monroe. I know he plays there. And I'm a big Joseph Vincent fan from Liberty, so put him on here.
Yeah, not gonna lie, did not hear what you said there because my AirPods were having some
You want me to run it
connection
back?
issues. Did just list out the players, yeah.
Yeah, so I got Gerald Drumgoole Jr. from Delaware. Just missed my list. I got Jamari Thomas from Norfolk State. I got Zion Harmon from
Yeah,
Bethune-Cookman.
okay.
I got Zaire Williamson from Buffalo. I got Joseph Yusufu from Washington State. I got Zach Montgomery from Rhode Island, someone I like. Abubakar Traore from Long Beach. I think is Abubakar the good one or Lucina? I think Lucina's the better one, correct?
I would tend to disagree with that, but I had them both on my list, so
Abubakar's like 6'5", though. I think he's a weirder fit.
I'll talk about him later. I have
So
him on
Darius
there.
Miles, I have Jaden Jones, Izhir Miller, Nika
Yeah.
Meshavarli from Louisiana Monroe.
Medicaid, yeah, I don't know.
And then
Yeah,
I
I
have
know.
Joseph Van Zandt from Liberty.
Okay. A few of my honorable mentions, Keon Williams from Oklahoma State, Kobe Rogers from Charleston, Jaden Jones, John Hughley, Jamie Kaiser. Yeah, but I'll start out with 30. I have Keyshawn Williams from Northern Illinois. Just hasn't played hardly the
I rolled the
last
dice with him and put him pretty high, but
two
we shall
seasons,
see.
but
I probably should lower him, but I did have him very high. I have Nate Calmes at number 30 from Washington.
okay. Probably went up a level too high.
Yeah,
But he
definitely.
was really good at Lamar
I
as a
think he can be
freshman.
good at a mid plus, so.
Yes. He
And he's got a lot of eligibility, so that's a
yeah.
big positive.
Two years still, a lot to work with, very skilled, very crafty. But yeah. Williams, yeah, rolling dice to him. Number 29, I have a guy we were both in on preseason, but had a bad season. That's Gavin Griffiths. He
Oh
was
yeah, okay. Probably
bad.
just throw him in my
Like,
honorable mentions. I'm really out on
yeah.
him though, man. I'm not gonna lie. A lot of people ran on him,
I will
but
say he did have like a good like last four games this season.
and he was in a terrible offensive system. So like at
Yeah,
the same
he
time.
was, but
But he was also
I
just
think he was like
terrible.
the worst player
He
in the whole
was. No,
offensive
he
system.
actually was.
Not really
So
great defender at Rutgers, but I still kind of like. I mean, he still got minutes.
yeah, I hope he's good. I hope he finds a home.
Yeah, there's potential to be had there. Still worth taking a high major, I believe.
So
Two.
29, I have David Coit, from
I
Northern
had him at
Illinois.
15.
He had a pretty good season. On a really bad team. I don't know where he will get interest. I'm a little. He's a bit undersized. Defensively, he needs a lot of work. So I do worry about that. But I do think he's a great scorer. There's just a lot of great scorers on this list.
Yeah,
So.
he can light it up. Yeah, but I had him at 15.
Okay.
I think, I mean, he can really shoot, he can really score.
Definitely.
Definitely a lot to like from there. Number 29 or number 28, I had Kamani Wintu from Washington State. Hasn't
Okay.
done like a ton, but he was a solid rotation piece for them this year. And he's just like super athletic, has some ball handling skills. I like what he can bring you.
Okay, 28, I have Lamar Wilkerson from Sam Houston State. 6'4", good junior guard, arguably their best player. And yeah, he plays both ends really well. Was on a great defensive team. So I think he can contribute at maybe a power five even. I think he can make that move up.
Potentially. Number 27, I have one of your honorable mentions. That's Jamari Thomas. He was really had a breakthrough this year at Norfolk State after playing a few years at UNC Wilmington, MEAC Player of the Year,
He
had a
was very
really good
good.
season overall, really solid
I wonder where
every.
he goes. I think he's going to go to another fast-paced system. So I think that's where you get the best out of him. As a half-court player, he can be kind of frustrating. It's a lot of turnovers, I think. I mean, just watching Norfolk State play was very painful for me. Oh my goodness. But I think in the right offensive system, he can be pretty good. That's why I at least wanted to mention it. But he had a great season this year. I'm not going to say he didn't.
Yes, very, very was really consistent this year in his scoring. Last year he would have some crazy games and not do anything a lot, so
At 27, I got Morsek, very low usage player.
I've noticed that the guys you like really like preseason but like were didn't do anything this year, you're still in on.
I mean, having him at 27 is not being
Yeah,
in.
but there are guys like he didn't even like play.
I mean,
He
he's going to be a
he was
great
hurt the
rim
last
protect.
half of the
He's going to be
year.
a great rim protector at any level. You know
Yeah,
that.
I do agree with that statement,
So
but
for that alone, and he's got a lot of eligibility. For that
2
alone,
years, yeah.
I think he's worth a mention. They also played like Justin McCoy a lot too, who I don't think was really that good.
Yeah, I
From
mean
what I can
they had De
remember.
Silva at the five who was really good, but
Yeah.
definitely not the
I
same rim
wonder where he
protector.
goes.
Probably still low major, mid major, but we will see. Definitely think there is some potential to be unlocked there. Number 26, I have Lucina Traore from Long Beach State. Really good rebounder. That's kind of the main appeal for him. Pretty efficient as well. Not a super rim protector for his size, but he is a dominant rebounder, has some mid-plus experience already at St. Louis, so I think he can make a similar jump back up.
I like Lucina a lot. I mean, 12 and 10, 6'10", 230.
Nice.
I think he's going to translate up really well. I have him at 21.
Okay.
I have him pretty high. I think he's a little more Power Five ready than his brother, but we can argue that.
They are not related, but
They are?
Traore is a very common name.
Oh,
There's
yeah,
a
I thought
lot
they
of
were brothers for
Traores.
the last for the longest time. I'm
No.
not going to
Well, I
lie.
mean, no, they're just both from Ivory Coast. I don't think they're related, but
For another time.
yes. So who'd you have at 26?
26. I got Jackson Pawlewski.
Okay. I
I
didn't
don't
include him, but
really
I
know where he's gonna go from here, but I knew Iowa State was definitely too big of a step up. I did
It was a bad
not
decision looking
like
back at
that,
it.
for him. I thought it was an awkward fit from the start. I think he goes back to mid plus, and gets a good role there and gets his stock back up. So I
We should
wanted
just
to
go
put
back
him
to
on here.
Wofford.
Oh, good, good.
I don't know. I think that would be the best move for him. He was good there. I think they would definitely want him back.
For sure.
But yeah, no, I did not have him. He was not cut out for the high major ranks.
No.
Just not big enough. Not.
Strong enough.
Yeah. Number 25, though, I have Andre Yakimovsky. Very solid wing forward. Can shoot the ball a little. Decently
How does he
skilled, I
still have a
think.
year left?
I mean, he's just a COVID year guy. He hasn't seemed like he. Yeah.
It seemed like he's been around for a while, man.
Yeah, I mean, probably because he was like good his freshman year. So like,
True.
but he's pretty solid. Nothing crazy, but I think you know you're gonna get like a pretty capable high major player out of
This is his
him.
last year, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I also didn't include him. He's got a year left. He's meh. I don't know. But 25, I got Rolly Worcester from Utah.
Okay, I have him at 19.
So I think pure point guard, honestly, I'm just thinking of teams right now that like I need pure point guards. He fits that mold. Like the pure point guard market is out there right now. So I think teams are gonna go after him, even though I do think he's a real beneficiary of being under Craig Smith's coaching.
I
He
don't know,
was
man. They fell apart when he got
It,
hurt.
no, that's what I was saying. Like, he's really important to Utah's success. I just don't
Yeah.
know if, he could find another team that he's
He
that crucial to.
was really important to your defensive success. There was a big fall off there.
So, I hope he finds a good spot for him because fit is going to be really important with him, I think.
Yeah. Honestly though, a lot of he's a good pure point guard. I think he can play a lot of places. Number 24 though, or wait.
No, you're good.
Yeah, 24. I have Scotty Middleton from Ohio State. Wasn't as good his freshman year as I thought he'd be, but still was solid in the minutes that he did play.
Very limited. So I
Yeah,
have him very
shot the ball
high.
well.
I think he could go to Miami. He's from Miami.
He is
He's got a
from
great
Miami.
ceiling. I think he probably fits what they like to do. I have him what? Number nine. Yeah. I think his upside is so worth it in the right system. He just didn't get very many opportunities at all for me to really even gauge much of an opinion
Yeah,
on what
he
he can
was a
do.
little bit better down the stretch.
Yeah, he started to get some
Really
opportunities
shot
with
the ball
Holman
well
gone.
overall, though. Over 45% from three.
That's true. Yeah, he did shoot it good
Definitely,
from long
definitely pretty good
distance.
there.
So at 24, I got Aaron Scott from North
Okay,
Texas.
I have him 22.
Think there's some upside with him. He played better as the season went on. He was really inefficient to start, I remember.
Yeah, he was like ultra efficient last year, and when he kind of was in a little bit of a main role for a little bit before Edwards really broke out,
Exactly, I remember that
he
early
was a
on.
little lost, but
But he found his footing as the season went on. I think there's some real upside with him on both
oh yeah, I
ends.
mean he's good length, really elite on defense.
I like him a lot, so.
Can shoot the ball a little bit as well, so definitely think he can maybe follow his old coach to Texas Tech.
I could
Think that could
100%
be in
see that.
play. Number 23 though, I have Ferrell Payne from
Okay.
Minnesota. Really solid inside big man. He's
I
can
think he's
really
tremendous. Yeah.
really dominate around the paint. Really good rebounder, good rim protector,
I got him at
and yeah.
16.
Okay. So I mean, yeah, you kind of know what you're getting out of him.
Shot
I mean, really
60%. He was like 10 and 6 this year or
really
something.
big dominant guy, yeah.
Should translate really anywhere.
Yeah, I think so.
So at 23, I got Giancarlo Rosato from FAU.
Okay.
He lost a lot of minutes
Yeah, he dealt
due
with
to
some
Vlad
injuries this
Golden
year.
and injuries as well. I
Yeah.
still think he's really good. We all know what he can do.
Yes.
I think if he finds the right fit, I think he could be a starting big somewhere. And he won't have to worry about, losing minutes and things. So I still think he's a very good
Very
player.
skilled. Very skilled. Really was good last year when FAU was on their run.
Yeah.
Big piece of last year's team. Not so much this year, but I think he's definitely someone worth keeping an eye on. At number 22, I have Aaron Scott. Yeah.
So 22 could be a bit controversial, but I have my reasons. Several Timberlake.
Okay, I had him at 12, but
Just think
that's not
health is
too
a
bad.
huge problem for him. He can never stay on the floor. There's something always going on. I also think that he was a beneficiary of playing in the American East.
Yeah, I mean
He was
he
able
was
to,
so much more athletic and physical than
right,
anyone
like
else in that
if he
league.
translates up, like he's not gonna be averaging like 60, he's not gonna be shooting 60% from the field as a 6'6" big. He doesn't really
Yeah.
have much of a perimeter game. So like I kind of worry where he fits on a Power Five roster. I know he
Yeah.
was at Memphis, but I do worry about
And
like
Miami,
in
but
Miami. I do worry about if he goes back to the Power Five, like what position is he going to play? Like where is he going to play on offense? Like I guess you run a 6'6" 4. Like, yeah, I don't like doing that. That's a wing usually on most teams, so I don't
I
know.
do share those concerns, but he really improved from last year this year. I will say that.
Yeah, I hope he can stay on the floor. That's half the battle with him, so.
Yeah, I mean, he was hurt a little bit at the end of this year, but he's been mostly healthy the past few years. He was really banged up a lot of his time at Miami, but number 21, I have Ruben Chinyelu from Washington State, freshman big man, very raw still, but I think definitely can be a really good pickup for someone. Definitely a lot that he can,
I will say
a
the
lot to be
center
desired
position
there.
was really thin until this wave of portal today. Like there was a lot of
Yes.
good bigs who entered today that I like. Chinyelo's one I don't even have on here, so you could even add him to the list of great bigs. I have another good one at number 20 that we'll get into, but at 21 I have Lucina Traore, so
Okay.
another good big.
Yeah, Chinyelu, really good rim protector, really good rebounder. Think if someone develops him, he can be good. Athletic. Think there could be some Florida buzz there.
Interesting.
I know he was on their. He was in their. They were in his cut list. I think they have like ties because he was an NBA Academy kid. I don't know, but think that'd be a good fit there at least, with who they're losing. Oh yeah, so you had Lucina at 21. So number 20, I have Pop Isaacs. I don't know what to think about him.
Yeah, I don't either. I had him pretty low too, but you had him
Yeah.
even lower than I did.
Putting the allegations aside, he which you can look those up. We're not gonna dive into those, but
He just was not a great basketball player this year.
yeah, he's a shot chucker. He can put up points. He can score 20 points a game at times, but
He's their weakness on defense too.
yeah.
He doesn't really defend even under Grant. Wasn't really able
And
to fix that.
is he gonna be able to go somewhere where he's not the guy?
Right.
And if
I don't see him working as a number two or an off-ball guy. I don't see that working at
no.
all. Yeah, I worry about that. If anything, like a six man role could be very much in his
He's not
future,
gonna do that though.
but he's not going to do that, right?
He shot
Exactly.
249 threes this season and made under 30% of them.
Jesus.
But he can light it up. Like he's a
He
guy that
can.
if he gets hot, you're
Shot
kind of done
selection, though,
for.
man. Just got to take better shots.
Yes, and less of them.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know. I think he could be really good or he could be really bad. It just depends.
Yeah. I gotta see the fit for him for sure.
Yes.
So at number 20, I got again another really raw big, really young big in Carrie Booth. I think Carrie Booth can be a
Okay.
really good player. I watched some of his high school tape because Penn State was
Yes.
really in on him and locked to
I
Penn
mean, well,
State.
they did have him, but
His dad, I think, played here or something. So they have big ties there. I think he's got a lot of ability. And he started to play really well at the end of the season. So
yeah.
I think there's a lot to like with him, in the right spot.
Yes. Did not have my list. Think there's definitely a lot of potential there. I'm like somewhat surprised he transferred out though,
I am too.
because his
I thought he
dad
was.
is a GM, I believe, and like Shrewsbury's an NBA guy. Like all the NBA GMs' kids like want to play for him at
Well, what happened is I remember during his recruitment, he was going to go like somewhere else actually. And then what happened was that Carrie really likes Shrews's offensive system and his credentials. So they committed to the coach at Penn State. So when Shrews left, he followed him. And then this whole thing happened and I'm just kind of
I don't know.
surprised.
I think he was always going to be raw year one. Like,
Yeah,
I
I
don't think
mean,
anyone
did you
thought he'd
not
be
expect
like,
that? No, it's you're in the
maybe he
ACC
didn't.
now.
I don't know.
Yes.
Let's see. Number 19, I have Raleigh.
Number 19, I have Ezra Asar from Eastern
Okay.
Carolina. He had a
He
pretty good
disappointed me
year,
this
a
year.
little bit.
He
I
didn't
think
like
he
have a
just.
bad year. He just didn't get better. Nothing really stood out from him.
Yeah. East Carolina also had some other like big time transfers. But then again, he wasn't the only one who disappointed on there. Pettiford also disappointed a lot.
They had too much talent to be as disappointing as they
They
were.
were. I think Ezra in a better situation can pan out. I think. Think ECU was not a great situation for him.
Yeah, definitely still some high major appeal, I think, there. But he did not make my list. Just didn't get any better from last year, which
No,
I
I really didn't.
don't love to see. Number 18, no, I have Ray Harrison from Grand Canyon. Took a little bit of a dip this year, due to Ty and Grant Foster being the guy in Phoenix down there.
Yeah, don't really know what to feel about Ray
But
Harrison. I
yeah.
did quote unquote forget him, but like now that I'm looking at the guys I've mentioned, how much eligibility does he even have left?
Just a year, but
Then,
he's
like, I just
been.
don't see huge appeal. Like, And I'll be
Yeah,
honest,
he
like,
was someone I was honestly really out on when he was transferring from Presbyterian, and he like was really good last year at Grand Canyon, but
yeah.
I
Then
don't
this year,
know.
like, he was not good in the tournament games at all. He was terrible in the
He was
Alabama
good
game.
against St. Mary's.
Yeah, in the Bama game, he was
Yeah,
abysmal.
he was bad.
I just, especially the year left, he's really undersized. He doesn't really defend.
Yeah, he's not
Like,
undersized. He's like 6'4".
is he? I thought he's like 6'4", 6'2". I don't know.
I would have thought, yeah. I don't feel like he's 6'4", but that's what he's listed as, so
Yeah, I'm about to say, you
that
don't
I
look
kinda guess,
6'4"
yeah.
when you play. But
Yes,
yeah, I
I get what you're
just,
saying. If
I
you
don't
would
know
have
where he
asked me,
goes.
I would have said like 6', but
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't
I
include
don't
him,
know.
so I
Yeah.
honestly.
All right, so 18.
18, who was your 18? Ray Harrison.
Yes.
So I have Jamarcus Lawrence from Nebraska.
Okay.
Another
Another
guy
guy
who
that
disappointed both of
didn't
us.
get better from his freshman year that I was really in on last year.
Right. I mean,
That's what I'll say.
honestly, there's been a lot of disappointing players on our list. I don't know why, but this seems to be the disappointing batch of transfers. But I
Yeah, well,
think
that's why you're transferring.
that's right.
It's
So
always, it's never their fault.
that's the thing. Like, Nebraska had a great offensive system, but then they had
He
Kaisei just take
was
a lot of shots. Lawrence
Lawrence was
was,
not that good
nah, he
offensively.
wasn't.
As much as I still do like what he could bring, though,
Yeah,
like I will say that.
he's on here for his potential and being in the right
He
situation, I
wasn't
think.
like he wasn't like a non-factor, he just didn't get better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd take him at a high major still, though. Not on my list,
Definitely.
but I would. 17, I have Dane Danger. Didn't really know
Okay.
where to put him, but I think he can be really good. He's so skilled for his size.
He played great
Really,
in the tournament. He
oh, he
wasn't
was.
really all that good before the tourney.
Yeah, just didn't really get the consistent minutes this year he got last year. Due to
Yeah,
Illinois kind of
interesting.
playing differently. Illinois kind of had Coleman Hawkins as their big, kind of played a different way.
I like Dane DeAnja too.
Yes, think he can be
Defensively, he
very
can be
good.
better. I think he's really
Yes.
big and just not that mobile defensively. But then
Yes.
offensively, he's very quick. He's
Yes,
sneaky
very,
quick.
very good rebounder, very crafty scorer for his size.
Someone I probably should have included, but I didn't. Yeah, I wonder where he goes again. He's
I
a very
wonder. Another
gimmick
guy from Minnesota. Like
player.
all of these guys are from Minnesota.
He's a very gimmicky player. Like, you know what he is, you know what he's good at, and you know what he's not. He's going to give you what he gives you, and that's scoring. I mean, he's a really good
Yes.
scorer.
Yes.
So,
Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, so at
17.
number 17, I have somebody that you don't really like, and that's John Hughley. I like John
I don't
Hughley. I've
hate
always
him. I
been a
just.
John Hughley fan.
I liked him a little bit more this year than at that.
Yeah, like I think this year was like arguably his best season. I think he still has actually a lot of eligibility left, right? He had a COVID
I
year,
mean,
correct?
he might have 2 years.
And he gets a red shirt for the one as
Yeah,
well.
so he has 2 years left.
Right, so he has some eligibility left if he
Yes.
wants it.
I didn't really think that through.
Yeah, I looked at his thing and I was like, oh wow, he might actually have some more eligibility than ESPN
Yeah.
says he does. So,
Can he stay healthy though?
right, that's the challenge with him. He's always dealing with something. But I like his perimeter game, even in the mid-range. He's pretty solid. He's physical. Solid defender this year, I think. Not amazing, but that's always been kind of a weakness in this game. But I do like John Hughley. He's a proven Power Five guy when healthy. So.
Yes, definitely. Definitely would still take him at a Power Five level.
Definitely.
Number 16, I have Nick Boyd.
Okay.
Very solid player for FAU. Is another
Have
guy that
him at
was
11. Yeah.
injured a little bit, but he can really shoot it. Definitely would
Still has a
be a
lot of
player
eligibility,
I
too.
would not. Yeah, it's 2 years grad transfer. Could definitely get into Michigan as a grad transfer.
Yeah.
I would take him at Michigan.
I think also he can really take a big scoring jump somewhere else where he's not behind a lot of guards. Like 2 years ago he was. This year he was one of their better options, but
Yeah.
still like not the one of the main
I
guys.
think he can be really good somewhere,
I agree.
but I also think Dusty should try to get him.
I see the vision for sure. So yeah, at 16, I'd Ferrell Payne.
Okay. 15, I have David Coit.
15, I swear I have Pop Isaacs.
Yep, 14, I have a guy that I really liked. It's Ben Humerkauss. I'm a big Ben Humerkauss guy. He's so
That's a guy from
efficient.
Evansville, right?
Yes, he made Evansville like good
Oh.
this year, which is
I should have had him.
considering, man, how didn't you Ben Humerkauss is
You know, I
good
was
though.
wondering, I saw his name. I'm like, is that the Evansville guy? I was like, oh.
He's just so efficient offensively,
He
just
is
like
good. He's a
instantly
freshman
makes.
too, wasn't he?
No, he's old because he was an NAIA transfer. He was like the third best player on his NAIA team last year.
That's
And it was like the
crazy.
best player. Like he was really good in D1. Now he's like testing the draft waters too.
Okay.
Mostly for feedback. Not like he'll get
Yeah.
drafted, but he's very skilled. I could definitely see some pro
Isn't he
upside
like
there.
6'8"? Right, he's
Yeah,
pretty
he's like
big.
6'9", very skilled, can score from all three levels.
Ooh.
Solid defensive piece. When he was healthy, he was so good. Was also he was banged up a little bit, but he is
You have 1 year
very good.
left, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. You'll
But
take that
yeah,
anywhere.
definitely plug and play can be really good for anyone in a year.
Right. What's his offer list looking like? Did you see any or
I don't think I've seen an interest this room. I'll look it up while you can go into your 14 and I'll look it
all
up.
right, yeah. So 14, I got Boobie Miller. Someone I would have had higher if he didn't really tail off towards the end of the season, but defensively, obviously he's very small, so he's limited there. But offensively, I still like him a lot. He's so quick off the dribble, good passer, really good in the mid range from three at driving to the rim. I think Boopy's still a really high level player, and I think Steve Forbes really still did hit the jackpot with him. So.
I did not Ben Humbert. I was not sure his interest in schools, but I had
Yeah.
Boopie at 7. I really
Okay.
like Boopie.
Yeah, I know he's got some kind
And
of
more just like
stuff.
he's a proven high major point guard with 2 years of
I think he
play.
got some hate towards the end of the season for not playing well, but I
But
still like
overall, it's
him.
like the Steve Forbes thing. Like, yeah, maybe he had some bad games, but like, did you expect him to be this good all season? Like,
And he
no.
redshirted all last year.
Yeah,
So
medically.
it's
But
crazy
yeah.
to see him be
He
that good.
had a big year. He had a big year overall. So definitely looking to see if Chris Holtmann can get him as a Blue Demon next year. I want that to happen. I want DePaul to be good.
For sure. Same here. I mean, who does it, man?
I want to see it. I want to see it. Number 13 now. I have Abubakar Traoré. I think you are so much undervaluing him, not putting him on your
I
list.
think he's
He is
another Earl
just,
Timberlake. Like, he's 6'5".
yeah. I mean, I do see what you mean with that. He's
What's the
6'5".
difference?
He
Like, does he
can't
shoot?
really shoot. He can't shoot at all. He only made two threes, but he's a guy just like everywhere on the court. Like
All right.
he just
That's
makes
true.
all those impact plays. He's a really good defender, elite defender, I would almost add.
Can
Really
he
good
guard
rebounder.
wings?
We can guard anyone.
Okay, that's good.
He
Because he's gonna
I
have to guard
think.
wings at the power five level because he's
I mean, yeah,
6'5".
he's 6'5". He's like a wing,
Okay.
to wing athleticism size.
I can kind of see the vision, I
Decently
guess.
efficient scorer. Doesn't shoot it, but can get to the rim. Really physical. Can pass a little bit. 26% assist rate this year, which is very solid. And he's just like a player that I know the Big West has like hustle player of the year, and I think he got that like last year or something. That. I really like
Coach's
Abubakar
dream kind
Traoré.
of player.
He is
Okay.
just gonna be everywhere on the court, getting rebounds, getting assists, getting steals, blocks. He'll make all those little impact plays. It
Kind
like
of like a
really helps
KJ
someone.
Adams in a sense. Okay. A little less tall. But
Sort of. I get what you could be saying there.
so at 13, Mizzou legend Sean Durigordon.
That's
I'm gonna
the
put him
tie.
really high, but I love his size. I really think he can translate up. He proved this year, even on a
Yeah.
terrible team, that he could score at a pretty efficient clip.
He barely played, but when he did, he was putting up some numbers.
Right. I really see the vision here. I
I
think six
okay.
five, I think he could become a good defender in the right system.
Yeah.
So I want to see what his list is. I want to see what the fit is, but I could see a world where he is very good.
I just don't know what I think about him after whatever the Siena team was, but he was
Yeah,
putting up buckets when he was playing. I will say
was
that.
interesting.
Yeah. Someone I left off, but could see where they could he could be good. I had Timberlake at 12.
Okay. I had Freddie Hicks at 12,
Ooh, I
Arkansas
didn't even have him
State
on my list, but
transfer.
I can see the vision.
He played so well to end the season. He's a huge reason they got to the Sun Belt Championship game.
Yeah.
He played.
Wasn't he hurt a little
He
bit?
was hurt most of the year.
Okay.
Around halfway point of the season is when he came back, and really started to play good basketball in February and March.
Yeah,
Really
he's.
think he's
I
going to
maybe
be
should have
really
had him
good.
on my list. He was playing so good, and then you're looking back at
And he's
his
got
game by
great
game.
size. He can defend. I think he's an easy Power Five guy. I think he's going to finally
Okay.
get his opportunity at that level.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, he could have last season,
He could have. Didn't he have an
but
Arkansas offer as well?
I
Yeah,
don't
he did
know.
have Power Five
I know his dad
offers.
did play at Arkansas State,
Okay.
so continuing the
Excited for
family
him.
tradition. But yeah, he will not be continuing the family tradition next year unless he withdraws from the portal, which I wouldn't have any indication that would happen. But at number 11, I have Milo Suzan.
Okay.
He a little bit disappointed me this year. Didn't have like a super breakout, but I think you're gonna get a really solid point out of him.
Yeah,
Can really
he
distribute.
started off really well and then,
Fell off
fell
shooting wise.
off like Michigan
Just
did.
didn't
Man,
have the
Oklahoma.
same efficiency numbers scoring the ball.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, 9 a game, 39% shooting. That's why I left him off.
Yeah, he
Just
was really efficient last year too, but
he should be better. I think Oklahoma just put the season in the tank come like January. So,
yeah. There's a lot to be desired here with him, though. Like I think he can be really good.
definitely. He's got 2 years left. So,
Yeah, good size for a point guard, pro potential, NBA potential.
yeah. So at number 10, we're at
11.
11, right? I have
Yes.
Nick Boyd there.
Okay, so 10, I have Adu Tierro from Kentucky. I think he's another guy just gonna be like really impactful in every way wherever he goes. He was
Yes.
really did all the, made all those little difference plays at Kentucky. Really good size, kind of a guard because he went through like some crazy growth spurt. So he kind of has those guard skills, which may be the reason why he transferred out because he wants to actually like be a guard. And
Right. I have him
yeah,
at
he's
four. I love him.
okay. He's really good at defense. Can't really shoot, but his solid efficiency overall. I
He's not
think
gonna. He knows his game.
he just makes winning plays.
Yeah, who doesn't want that? Got great size too. 6'8".
Yes, yes.
So
Huge
number
pro, right?
10, I got Vlad Goldin. He's got a year left.
Really? I had him at three.
I knew you'd have him high. But with a year left and a lot of these guys above him have way more eligibility. I didn't want to put him that high. But he had his best collegiate season this year. He was FEU's best
He was
player.
so good, yes.
The amount of heavy lifting he did this year for FAU was insane. Kind of crazy when, Elijah Martin completely disappears from the face of the earth and Jonnell
Yeah.
Davis is pretty good, but like at the same time, he could have been better. So yeah, it was really Vlad Goldin's team, believe it or not. And he was great on both ends this year. And he will be a great pickup for whoever next year.
Michigan? I think he actually will go to Michigan.
Yeah, no, I think he'll follow Dusty. He will.
He can be really good at Michigan too.
For sure. I think the Big
And
Ten's a good league for him.
he was another guy, like was recruited to the Big 12 at Texas Tech like 4 years ago. Looks like he's like over time he's like a starting caliber player in the power conference level. Like
Definitely
who would
is.
have thought that? At number 9, though, I have Malik Brown. He's a big analytics guy. Just pops off the page, his offensive, defensive numbers. Someone I think another guy just gonna impact winning.
I've been in on Malik Brown a long
Yes. Really good
time. He's good.
rebounder. Not like super big for a center, but He's still really solid
He plays bigger
defensively.
than he is. He's one of those
Yes, really
guys,
good
so.
rebounder, super efficient from inside, doesn't take a lot of shots. Not like a huge usage guy, but can definitely pick and roll, wobble a little bit.
I have him
He
at
shoots
three.
it,
I
it's
love
probably going
him.
in.
I think he's gonna be great at wherever he goes. It's really that simple. Man, at number eight, I'm really rolling the dice.
Who'd you have at nine?
Nine, I have Scottie Middleton. That's where I
Okay,
think it's
so
at.
number eight, I have Brandon Angel from Stanford. He
Ah,
is
shoot,
so good
Angel.
offensively. He is
I
just
like
so good
Angel.
offensively, so efficient, three-level scorer.
Just overshadowed
Like he's
by
just gonna be,
a lot of Stanford's
yeah.
weapons
But
offensively
he was
last
definitely the
year.
best. He was, I mean, actually right now it was better, but maybe. But Angel is so efficient. Like
He's good.
I think someone can really use him. I heard, I think UCLA was maybe thrown out, but
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure. I think he'd be really good wherever he goes. He is just,
Yeah,
yeah,
just worry
so
about him with
efficient.
McCurran, but
Yeah, we'll see if that even happens, but
he's definitely something I should have included but forgot. But with so many people in the pool, we both forgot on some guys. Number eight, I'm taking a gamble here. Someone coming off a big injury, and it's Keyshawn Williams at number eight. I had him at MAC Player of the Year this year.
he did
And
not play.
he didn't not play. I actually think he played like a game or two.
Yeah, he played like a game and
And I was like, oh my gosh,
then
he's back, he's
nope, he's
back. And then
hurt
he was
again.
gone the next year.
Yeah.
I just don't know how serious this injury is. Like, he was supposed to be back in like January, February. So that's not really a great sign that he was held out all year. But then again, he did want to get that red shirt year, maybe. So there's really no point in bringing him back with how bad NIU was. So
Yeah.
maybe he is ready. We were both in
Hopefully.
on NIU,
Yeah,
but it was
it was a
disappointing.
collapse. It was a collapse of a lifetime. They started out hot too,
But
but
man, I will say this,
it was a tough.
how good he was when he was healthy a year and a half ago. People should not forget that. And I haven't. He was very, very good.
He can score the ball and he has good size too.
I see the vision where he is good, and I hope he's healthy and just held out at the season because it was just a train wreck.
Number seven, I have or yeah, I have Boopy.
So number seven, I have Miles Rice.
I have him at one.
Okay. I like it. Miles Rice, somebody, I was really in on this year.
Yeah,
I thought
you
that,
called it. You called that. I will give props to you.
Washington State needed like a number one guy, just a shot creator, and he was that. Like, he got his shots off against bigger guys. He's a really smart player.
Yeah.
Doesn't force things. Obviously, I would have loved to see him at Stanford, but I don't think it's going to happen because of the academic thing.
I would not think that anyone can get into Stanford as a transfer.
Yeah. So that's going to be
They've taken
tough.
like two transfers in the past, like
And those two have been
because it
Jarrett
was
Bynum and
and Michael
what's his
Jones.
name? Right. Yeah. And they must have had really good marks. So.
Yeah, I will say Jared Bynum did not have as much IQ on the court as he did off the
Never
court.
does. Never
We'll say
does.
that. It's surprised me that he has so high of a GPA.
That's how things are sometimes with players, man. You'd be surprised. Doesn't translate over.
yeah. but let's see. So yeah, Rice, I'll just talk about him now. He is, yeah, was really their main shot creator this year. Is athletic, can get to the rim, solid point guard too.
Does he
Just
defend
kind of,
pretty well? I mean, I think so.
yeah. I mean, I would say so. It's pretty good length. And he's gonna be a fourth year sophomore with redshirt in the
Very
first
valuable,
2 years,
yeah.
so he has a lot of age, but a lot of eligibility as well. 3 years left. That's very appealing to me. So I
That's
have him at number
true.
one. And I think he could be like an all-conference player about anywhere he went, as he was already an all-conference player in his freshman season. So I'm really, really in
Now
on
you got all
him.
your chips on the table. Look at you. Mm-hmm.
Number six, though, I have Danny Wolf from Yale. Extremely skilled big man, had a breakout year. Yeah, can do a little bit of everything.
I see him at one school right now, and unfortunately, I think it's Northwestern. I just think.
I don't know if that'll happen. I think they are in, I think they could be in play, but I've heard a
Yale to
lot of different
Midwest, man.
schools, like Michigan could be in play. Maybe like some,
I
like
think he
maybe
is a
like a
Big Ten player.
Georgetown. Maybe I'm trying to think of maybe like
Georgetown
Duke
looks
or Carolina, but
really
I don't know
interesting.
how I'd interest there is for those two schools. A return to Yale wouldn't be the most crazy thing. A lot in play here. Definitely going to be a high academic school wherever it is, because he's not just leaving a Yale degree on the table to go to
Right.
like Arkansas or somewhere like that.
Yeah,
But yeah, he is very skilled.
the way he handled himself against Jahni Broome said a lot to me about what he
Yeah,
could do.
he wasn't great that game, but he did.
He was big down the stretch. He was.
And
So
he
yeah.
was like solid enough. Like he didn't. He was. I don't know. He wasn't that good, but he kind of hung in there.
Did
No
some big
one's
free
good
throws.
against Jahni Broome, no.
Right, exactly.
He did probably what he could have done. But yeah, who do you have at six?
So I have Bobby Miller.
Really, I didn't even have him. I am out on him. I'm
Yeah,
sorry, but I am.
I get
I've.
that for sure. But when you play under Leonard Hamilton, who is just an absolute reptilian shapeshifter, there's no interest in
Yeah, he should.
basketball at all.
He's probably gonna come back too. Like I
Oh,
haven't. Leonard Hamilton was
I
so good.
used to be the
He's
biggest.
ruining his legacy. He's ruining
I
his
used to be the
legacy.
biggest Leonard Hamilton fan. I swear to you,
He just
he was
doesn't
like
care
in my
anymore. He
top
just doesn't
seven.
care.
He was like in my top five coaches
And
damn
he
near at a
absolutely
point.
deserves to be. He just doesn't care anymore, and he still wants
Like,
to
what
coach.
happened? Like,
He's getting old and just doesn't
this
want
has
to
been
do
the
it, but he's
case for like
still
two to
doing
three
it.
years now, too. Like, I just. He's though it's funny. You watch him on the sideline, he doesn't even break like a facial expression.
Yeah.
I think Baba could be good with someone who's like who has an interest in like developing him, like who has an interest
I
in
will
making
say
him a focal point.
a lot of potential there. A lot of potential,
You
but
know,
is it all potential or does he actually have something
he
under
was
there? I don't
projected to
know.
be like this lottery pick before he even played the one year.
Yeah, but a lot of,
I
yeah.
just hate Florida State, man. Like, that's where talent goes to die, right now.
Right
Just need
now.
to
That used to be
you
where
just
talent
need
went to
to
be
stay
discovered,
away
but.
from Florida State right now. Jahmyr Watkins did play really well this year, though, and that's a testament to how good he is.
Yeah.
He should hit the portal. Just anybody who should hit the portal should be him. We need to get him out of there.
Yeah. We need to just get a new coach in. I mean,
That would be a great idea too, but I
Leonard,
don't think that's gonna happen.
it's been a fun ride, but you're just kind of tarnishing your legacy. Just go out now.
He
We'll just
is.
forget about these last few years. Very good coach, but
It's becoming a
think he's
stain.
lost it. Yes, kind of like those last few Boeheim years. He was
Yeah.
just kind of there, wasn't doing anything.
Exactly. It sucks to see.
Number five, though, I have a Eric Daly Jr. from Oklahoma State. He
Okay.
was honestly really good as a freshman for them. Was solid, efficiently.
I didn't watch really any Oklahoma
Good
State this year,
rebounder.
so let's see.
Very, very good prospect. And 3 years left. A lot to like about that. And yeah, I think there's a lot to unlock. Did you not have him on your list?
I don't watch Oklahoma State.
Oh, I didn't watch him that much this year either, but
or really, I mean, okay. Can he shoot at all? Like,
he can make a shot. Not necessarily, but
he's
like he
6'8",
can.
230 freshman, solid
Yeah,
splits here. Like, yeah, I
he's
guess
good.
there's
He's
something
good.
there.
He's good. You've overlooked a lot of guys, Kyle.
Well, when I put a list together in 20 minutes, I think I did a pretty good job. I would have put in like
Your
top
list still are
15.
better than some of these national guys are putting out stuff. I will say that.
Sure. Number five, I had Danny Wolf.
Okay. Number four, I had AJ Store. A lot of people are like having him like clear and cut number one transfer, but I don't know if I see that. I really like Store. Nothing against him, but I think there's a few better guys, honestly. Like he wasn't
I
super
agree.
efficient.
I could see
Can't
why
really
you're kind
pass
of
it.
out.
He is a good, I mean,
On
he's probably
second
gonna
thought, like I
stay in the
had him like
draft,
number
but
five on my list on my top 10 portal guys, but I have this guy above him now, which we'll get to. I have Store too.
yes, I think Store is still really good. Wonder if he actually transfers or just
He
stays
goes to
in
the
the draft
draft,
because I feel like he's been saying he's gonna stay in the draft, but he's
That's what I've been
also,
hearing.
I don't know if he's good enough to get drafted, so
I
we'll
kind of
see.
agree.
We'll
He
see.
needs another year.
Think he's a little bit overhyped.
I get it.
Very overhyped. He's still very good though.
So at
But
four,
yeah.
I hit the arrow.
Okay. Three, I have Golden.
Three, I hit Malik Brown.
Okay, so two, I have PJ Haggerty. He is good. He is good. The one knock on him is his shooting. I will say he's not a great shooter considering he's a like combo
I mean, he was
guard.
really efficient, maybe not from three, but like.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a very efficient scorer overall. Solid defensive player.
And I think that
Really
can
took a
get
high volume
better.
of shots and really
28%
contributed.
is bad, though, but it's all
Yeah,
right.
he's not really a shooter. Maybe you can develop that. But he was so good this year at Tulsa. After coming from TCU, where he believe it was a medical redshirt last year after playing a few games, must have gotten hurt because he was a freshman this year and he wouldn't have been able to do that without getting a medical redshirt. But he took a high volume of shots and he connected on the high
On a
efficiency of
bad
shots.
team to be that high volume and to be
He
that
was a
efficient is
good
so
facilitator
impressive.
too.
Right?
Like he
Good on the
kind of did it all.
glass.
He can
Yeah.
really get to the rim too. He can get to the rim, draw contact. Like for what you
He's a
don't get in the
tremendous
shooting, you're
player.
gonna get that finishing at the rim, drawing contact, getting to the line. He shot almost 300 free throws this year. He can.
If he's not in people's top five quarter players in the portal right now, you need to throw the list away. I think he is that good.
Yeah.
Original TCU commit. I think he's ready to just absolutely burst onto the scene. I don't know where
Yes.
he goes. Maybe he does go back to TCU, but I don't
Maybe
think
somewhere
that's,
in Texas, but everyone's gonna want him, so
I think
he'll get some good money.
this is where the Longhorns I think are gonna splurge and
I
dump
hope
the
not.
bag.
I
I
don't
don't
really
want it
trust anyone with
either.
Rodney
I don't
Terry.
want it either, but it's
I don't
gonna
really
happen.
trust anyone with Rodney Terry. I don't think he's a good developer.
I agree. I'm just saying, Texas has all this money. They're gonna
He does
throw it
have
at
he if he goes
somebody.
to Texas because they give him a bag, though, I can't hate because Texas bag's gotta be nice.
Oh, I mean, they have so much money. I
Yeah.
couldn't blame them.
Too much money to be hiring an interim coach, but that's besides the point. Let's see. So who do you have at two then?
I had AJ Store too.
Okay, and then Haggerty at one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. As previously mentioned, I had Miles Rice at one, but that was a lot of guys. Let's go through and talk through some other guys that we didn't make our list. What do we think about Omaha Blue?
I don't know. Yeah,
I didn't have him on my list. And a lot of people might be like mad because he was a former five star, but
some
I'm an
people could
Iowa
have had
State
him top
fan.
10, man.
No,
I know you follow them heavy. I
I'm an Iowa
trust your
State
word with
fan.
them.
Definitely hoping all the best for him, but he was not a good basketball player this year. I watched him a little bit. He didn't play that much at all, but he doesn't really have too much of an offensive bag, and like his like kind of selling point was his defense because he's very athletic, very physical, but he kind of looked lost out there. Like he didn't really like know who he was guarding, didn't know
That's
the
not good.
schemes. Like I don't know. I hope he's good. I would take him somewhere based on his potential and at least his athleticism, but I never really saw why he was so highly ranked, and I hope he can figure it out. Definitely
There's
rooting
always
for
going to be
him.
recruits like that are just really misranked, and you just don't really see like why they
Yeah.
were. So it's not the first time that's happened.
And I saw some people on Twitter saying some crazy stuff about him, like They're like, oh, why is he transferring? He would have had like play like 30 minutes a game next year. Like
And
he's gonna
right.
average like 20 points a game. No, he's not. He's
Right, he's
not
just
that good of a
not.
basketball player right now.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
He just doesn't look
I hope he
coordinated, I
succeeds, but
guess.
like he's not gonna be like he's I don't know. He needs to go with someone who can really like develop or something. I don't know.
Watching this Eric Daly Jr. film right now, man. I like what I see. I like what I see. This
Let's
kid's
see.
tough.
Matthew Marsh didn't really do
Ugh.
much this year, but was he was a
I
good he was
hate
efficient
Matthew
last year.
Marsh. I hate Matthew Marsh. I hate beef with him. Awful defender.
Yeah. He was good last year though.
He
Better last year at least.
was. Then he started playing this year, and when he
Okay.
started playing is when Wake season went in the tank.
All right. We can move past that. Don't
You reopened some old wounds there, bud.
Zach Keller, another Wake Forest big, who also wasn't
He's got a lot of
much, but
eligibility, but
yeah, 2 years. Yeah. Jacoby Heady from Bethune-Cookman's actually pretty good. He visits Central Michigan. I saw it on his like Instagram story.
ooh.
I don't know. That'd be a good pickup, but like
Tony Barbie season.
brother. Jace Whiting, Boise State, backup point guard. I think he can be a solid backup point guard somewhere
Sorry.
else. Yeah, nothing crazy about him, but years of eligibility left there. Kobe Rogers was a guy just off my list, but I think he can be pretty good. AJ State McCray, really good defensive piece for Samford. I think someone could definitely use him. Cameron Barnes, Ole Miss, redshirt freshman. Someone will use him. Anthony Pritchard, Central Michigan, was had a big breakout year. This
Yeah, I
year,
thought he was pretty good.
Jabe Mullins. You were in on him.
Just, yeah, he lost like all his playing time.
Yeah.
Jalen Wells emerging was a big reason for that.
Yeah, I think he'd be good at like, I don't know, he
I
should go to like
mean,
Eastern Washington. Let's speak it
yes.
into existence.
You know what? That
Let
makes a lot of
speak
sense
it into
for him.
existence. Let's speak it into existence.
Jake Keim and you.
Yes, Jake Cowan was good this year.
He was.
A few other Iowa State guys, Caden Fish, Jelani Hamilton, both with 4 years of eligibility left. As an Iowa State fan, I'm not really mad about these guys leaving. Opens up scholarships. Wish for the best, but yeah, they're getting transferring. We still won't play. I'm also a Creighton fan. Creighton lost Brock Bice, Jonathan Lawson, Josiah Dotsler. Yeah, like opens up scholarships. Those guys, hopefully, they'll be good to mid-major level, I
This guy,
guess.
Eric Daly Jr., I just have to. He just threw down this poster on this BYU guy. Oh my goodness, dude. Yeah, I see the hype. Holy crap. Yeah,
Yeah.
he's a top five. He's top five in this batch, for sure.
I was saying Robert Jennings though.
I don't watch Mike Boynton
Yeah.
basketball, all right? I
I
hate him.
mean, neither do I, but I know he was a good recruit last year and I know he played good. Troy Hupstead was pretty solid at Maryland Eastern Shore.
Yeah, and I remember him.
Yeah. Chuck Bailey, Evansville freshman. Definitely some something there. Few Arizona internationals and Pauly Zmorauskas and Filip Borovichinin. I think they both have potential. I don't know much about them, but I know like all the international Twitter guys hype them up. But international, those guys love to hype up guys that never actually become good. They're
Of
like,
course they could get
they were
away with
hyping
it.
some of those
That's why.
UCLA guys to no end, and they all sucked
They
this year.
were all terrible.
Reuben Jones, though, pretty solid player at North Texas.
Yeah, like I can go in
Javonte
on.
Johnson didn't really
Yeah,
play
he's on
this
Colorado
year.
State.
Yeah, he played it. He started New Mexico last year,
He
but
was not good. Oh, I don't like that.
Tajon Claude back in the portal. Georgia Tech, formerly Western Carolina, where he was good.
You know where I think he's going to go? Coastal, where the old Western Carolina coach went.
I could see it. I could absolutely see that. Jeremiah Odin from DePaul. Yeah. Joseph Yesfu back in the portal. Drake should Ben McCollum should pick up the phone, get him back to Drake.
Facts. I like that a lot.
Let's see, any other names? Eddie Turner was decent at Montana State this year, but yeah, that's it from a big episode of Portal Bonanza. Do we have anything more to say? It's pretty late at night, and
Running on
not gonna lie.
fumes, man.
Not
Yeah.
gonna lie. And yeah.
I think we
Yeah,
did a
we were supposed
great
to do this
job with
morning. We were supposed
circumstances.
to this was supposed to be two episodes, but Kyle was
A bit
you did
congested.
you did sleep till like two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took like my two Benadryls and just knocked the
How long did
hell
you sleep
out.
for? How long did you sleep for?
Man, I have no idea. I think I slept for like 12 hours today.
Seemed
Just
like more than that.
insane.
Woke up mid-afternoon, but yeah,
Yeah, and I.
we still got a lot of portal talking tonight, so we'll be back tomorrow. Make sure to just
Allergies, man. They're
it's that
bad.
time of year. It's that time of year. Make sure to subscribe to Hoop Scoop Media YouTube. Follow our Instagram, Twitter would be much appreciated. Share this episode with all your friends if you like it. Again, we're the only guys that really do this portal podcast stuff every day and give you the breakdown. You can listen to it wherever you are. Don't have to be looking everything up. You can just put your headphones in and listen to us. Definitely a form of content that a lot of people would prefer. So yeah, appreciate everyone that's still watching it. Means a lot. And any last words, Kyle, before we end the podcast for tonight?
I think we just got to find a really clever way to market this and just get this out there. And once we do
Absolutely.
that, I think it will literally hit the ground running.
Yes.
Just no one has this type of content out there.
No one does, but yes.
Especially when 0-3 and these other sites have such awful rankings. So it's needed.
Yes. If they want to hire us though to make better rankings,
We'll sell out.
we're open to contract negotiations. But yeah, we will see you tomorrow for another episode of Portal Bonanza. Thanks for tuning in.